The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Ian Guider from the Business Post. Some very interesting stories you have for us today. Tell us about the foreign multinational companies in Ireland who are now offering to build the power connections to connect their data centres.
Yeah, really good story in the Business Post yesterday about the representative group for the companies that own data centres, and that includes the likes of Amazon, Google and Microsoft. Well, what they are saying is this delay that could prevent their data centres being connected to the national grid, but they would offer to build or to pay at their own expense for the connections to be made to the data centres from the renewable energy projects that are coming on stream that they say will be able to power the data centre. So if you had a data centre somewhere in the middle of the country, lots of these companies then contract one of the wind farm operators or the solar farm operators to say, we'll take the power from that. Normally, that gets connected into the national grid. But we do know there is a moratorium and there are delays on connecting data centres to the national grid because, of course, they're using up so much energy. So what they are saying is, well, we'll build these lines directly to the wind farms ourselves. We'll bypass the ESB, which is the only company that can connect any power generation grid to the grid. And they're saying, we'll do this, we'll spend our own money on it, and that will relieve the pressure on the national grid because we'll be taking the energy directly from the wind farms. It'll be bypassing the national grid, and this will solve the problem. Now, that's a great fix for the companies that are building data centres, Matt. They are very easy or very able right now, and they've got plenty of money, so they find it easy to finance lots of the wind farm developments around the country, lots of the solar farm developments around the country. But of course, Matt, that's great for them, but what about the rest of us? Because, of course, we need renewable power to come on the grid full stop. So you could have a reverse incentive here, which people who are developing wind farms or solar farms or whatever renewable energy it is, suddenly say, no, we're not going to connect into the national grid. We're able to take the money off the multinational companies. They're going to pay to build these wind farms and pay for the wires and all the other connectivity direct to their data centers. So I think while this is an innovative proposal, it's not something you can see the government doing, but they are going to have to make a choice in the next couple of months as to how okay. they will proceed with the future of data center development, because we do know there are lots of companies who want to build them. The government and AirGrid saying that there's a delay and there's a moratorium on connecting them, but the government are going to have to make a decision at some point in time because these companies may take that investment elsewhere.
Sometimes politics has an impact on the economy and indeed on market valuation. So what happened in euro markets and with the currency, the euro, after the European Parliament election results, particularly in the likes of France and Germany?
Yeah, early this morning, financial markets, whether it was the stock markets or whether it was currency trading or even bond trading, reacted fairly negatively this morning when those results came true. If you look at European stock markets, the French market opened up down by around 2.5%. The German stock exchange down by around 2%. Most of the other markets were down somewhere in the region of 1% because we had seen across the board gains for the far right parties, but also that shock decision by the French president last night to call a general election. Now, we have seen throughout the day the currencies have improved a little bit. The euro was down at one point today by around 1% against both the dollar and sterling. It's recovered a little bit. It's down by just half of 1%. And borrowing costs, so bond yields, the cost for governments to borrow, that actually rose because, again, people looking at the results of the elections, looking at what's happening in France, financial markets love stability. If you're going to have uncertainty creep in, they worry about what that means for economic policy, what it means for financial policy, and therefore they said they tend to sell off. But if you look at it now, as I said, the euro recovering a bit of those gains, the French stock exchange still down by around 1.5% when it closed there okay. a little time ago.
Now, for me, all those people who have Apple phones or iPads or Apple products, tell us about the new AI tools they're likely to get.
Well, in the last few minutes, Apple have begun to unveil lots of new products or lots of additional products they'll be adding to the iPhone and all of their other range of Macs and iPads for having an event in California. It kicked off only about 15 minutes ago, but the big feature of it is, and the cat is out of the bag, it's all going to be about artificial intelligence. They have done a partnership with OpenAI, which is the company behind ChatGPT, and they'll be adding artificial intelligence to the new iPhone, which will be coming out in the next couple of months. Now, Lots of the people who cover Apple, all of the journalists are speculating, what could this be? Lots of the speculation is around Siri, the voice assistant, which Apple launched, what, about 10 years ago at this stage, that you could have enhancements made to Siri using artificial intelligence, that it could do so much more. And just to take one example of it, could Siri in the background know that you need to order groceries and do it for you, that they know you've logged on to an online retailer and they know what the contents of what you bought? Or could they even, you could say, hey Siri, book me a restaurant table for tonight. You know my favorites or what's in the area, book me a table. Now, I know that seems kind of fantasy land stuff, but this is, Matt, kind of the practical consumer benefits of AI, because I can't think of, you know, we've talked about artificial intelligence. And I do think it's a great productivity tool for businesses. It will transform. But for consumers, there's not a whole lot more you can do other than take away some of the simple tasks that we do. And this is something that Apple could potentially look at monetizing as well. Again, some of the speculation, some of the American newspapers over the weekend, that Apple, when they unveiled this plan today for enhancements to Siri with artificial intelligence, could even start charging a monthly fee for it. And I think Apple will be very keen to play up this. Its share price, yes, it's up this year by around 5 or 6%. Look at the share price of Microsoft, that's up 25%. Google share price up 40%, Nvidia share price up by 150%, and Nvidia overtook Apple as the second most valuable company last week. So Apple will be very keen to say all of these enhancements to the iPhone are coming, and that artificial intelligence is what will really be the driver of why people want to buy a new phone.
Ian Guider from the Business Post, I think we'll be talking about that again. Listener says, can he not say, hey Siri, on air, because it activated my phone? I wonder how many more that's just activated.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.